This is Something Wild. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. Dave.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking. Oh, I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. I was just thinking about a song from childhood. What's in the woods, oh birdie tell.
You are always thinking about music.
That song was imprinted on me at an early age, and I was wondering if that's similar to how birds learn songs.
Yes, I wonder.
I want you to imagine you're a little white-throated sparrow nestling.
You're born with your eyes closed.
You're featherless.
Featherless and pink.
You're vulnerable. And as you become aware, one of the first things you hear is... So I want to know, what does that mean to you as a little nestling?
Well, we have to be careful here. You're attaching emotion to that song you heard as a child. In birds, what we might interpret as song is something much more basic. It's language.
Oh.
Now, that resonant song isn't the first thing a young bird hears.
What?
That song is advertising, this is my territory. What nestlings are actually cueing in on first are small little chirps and clucks, soft sounds the adults make when feeding them.
Like call notes?
Not exactly. They're specific parent-offspring notes that aren't audible beyond a few feet.
But is it a unique identification, like the chick will know its parent by its unique voice?
No, it's even simpler than that. They're designed to stimulate begging behavior in hungry offspring. The sound means, open up, I've got food. Your mother flies into the nest with a mouthful of caterpillars. You and your siblings are sort of responsive, but you don't really know what's happening. Then the adult makes these sounds, and it clicks. Breakfast. You and your siblings start to compete for food.
And this all starts within hours after hatching from eggs.
Right. And as the chicks grow, they continue to listen to the adults make their territorial calls.
And then they start making their own bad attempts at singing, like they're rehearsing.
Well, it may sound like they're rehearsing, but it's more like learning to say their first words. They're not learning to sing. They're learning to speak.
Okay, so here's another one for you. I was born to English-speaking parents. If I'd been raised by someone speaking French, we could be having this conversation en français. If that sparrow was raised by a junco, would it speak junco?
Yes, but the sparrow is one of a large group of birds that requires learning to perfect its song. Scientists tested this in the lab by taking a nestling and raising it in isolation. The song it sang was garbage, but when raised by a tutor, in this case a junco, the sparrow learned to sing the junco song.
But does that apply for all the birds?
No. There's another group of birds where singing is innate. Everything they need to sing their songs is contained in their genetic heritage.
So some birds are just natural-born singers. And right now in May, we're mostly hearing the territorial bird song. Wood thrushes, chestnut-sided warblers, a robin.
Especially in the morning, when the birds are most boisterous. It's called the dawn chorus, and it's largely composed of male voices. Most females of the species are listening to multiple singers and trying to figure out who's got what it takes.
And they can distinguish between the...
They can tell the Mick Jaggers from the...
Milli Vanilli?
Right. Singing is just one of many ways that females use to judge the qualities of their mates. That's why mastering those songs is so important.
So you're saying I should practice?
Always practice. You can find us on the Something Wild page at nhpr.org. And you can subscribe to us for free on iTunes so you never miss an episode. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. You and your siblings are sort of responsive, but you don't really know what's happening. Then the adult makes these sounds, and ka-ching! That doesn't work.